Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in from the Great Lakes, so still a bit brisk and chilly, but plenty of sunshine out there, just a few clouds mixing in, and this will allow temperatures to climb into the upper 20s to near 30 for afternoon highs. Clear and cold tonight with high pressure overhead, lows back down into the single digits to near 10 above, even below zero across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a dry and sunny end to the work week tomorrow with high temperatures in the upper 20s. At this point, all eyes will be on the developing storm along the southeast coast. The storm will track up the coast and bring a ton of snow to the mid-Atlantic region and a bunch of ice as well. This far north, it looks like the northern fringe of the accumulating snow will be held into the lower Hudson Valley and coastal sections of Connecticut. Points to the north could see a few flurries, but accumulating snow is becoming less likely for most of interior New York and New England. Heavier snows along the coast and to the south. This will all occur on Friday night and Saturday. In fact, some of the snows could continue in eastern and southern sections of New England into the day on Sunday. For the rest of interior New York and New England, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds Sunday afternoon with highs bouncing into the lower 30s. In fact, temperatures will continue to moderate early next week into the lower and mid-30s with the next chance of snow showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough moving through the central plains is expected to strengthen as it dips down into the southern U.S. and eventually lift northward, reaching the Carolinas by Saturday morning. The initial surface low, which will track across the Tennessee Valley, will give way to a deepening coastal low. This low will take over and set up heavy snow bands over the mid-Atlantic, along with gusty winds. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch stretching from the Tennessee Valley into the interior Carolinas and up into the central Appalachians and mid-Atlantic region. And a blizzard watch is in effect across the Washington, D.C., Baltimore metro area, along with adjacent locations. The current forecast indicates high snowfall totals are possible from Kentucky eastward into the southern and central Appalachians and across the mid-Atlantic. Many of these locations will be measuring the snow in feet, particularly from Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, back into the higher terrain of West Virginia and Virginia. While there is a lot of focus on heavy snow and blizzard conditions, significant icing is likely to the south. At least 1/10 of an inch of ice accumulation from southeastern Missouri across southern parts of Kentucky and over much of the western and central Carolinas could cause power outages. Given the robust nature of the closed low tracking along the southern tier of the nation, an active period of thunderstorms is expected over much of the central and eastern Gulf coasts. Many of these storms may become severe. There is an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms with tornadoes, a likely threat from far southeastern Texas across southern Louisiana and Mississippi and into far western Florida. This convective threat will slide east tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at McAllen and Edinburgh, both in Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Ely, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-30s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 61 set in 2006, and the record low 18 below zero in 1994. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:53 p.m., 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs around 30. Mostly clear tonight in the upper single digits and lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with high temperatures in the middle and upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the single digits. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly clear tonight with lows between 5 and 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, seasonably cold, upper 20s. Sunshine close to the Canadian border Saturday with a storm along the coast. In between, in interior New York and New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of some light snow, especially in southern sections, highs in the middle and upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s on Monday, with a chance of snow showers Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.